My name is Michelle Gamber, and I'm a graduate student in the Department of Anthropology at the University of Arizona. I study biological anthropology, which is a subdiscipline within anthropology. There are several topics of study that can fall under the broad area of biological anthropology, and one such area that I have great interest in is known as forensic anthropology. In the most general sense, forensic anthropology is the application of anthropological and skeletal analysis to medical legal issues. Medical legal refers to the ability of medical science to offer insight on legal matters, such as the identity of deceased individuals and circumstances of death. Most commonly, forensic anthropologists are called upon to aid legal investigations by assisting in recovery of human remains, conducting skeletal analysis for the purpose of identification, describe the nature and extent of skeletal trauma, and potentially provide expert testimony in a court of law. Increasingly, forensic anthropologists are being called upon to work internationally to help identify victims of war, human rights issues, mass disasters, and soldiers missing in action. An area of study that is often useful to forensic anthropologists is forensic entomology. Forensic entomology is the study of insects associated with a body after death, usually to determine time since death. It is the use of insects and their arthropod relatives that inhabit decomposing remains to aid both forensic anthropologists and legal investigations. Insects are the first to arrive at a death scene. Therefore, the presence or absence of insects and their developmental rates and ecology is combined with information about the scene to determine time since death. As a result, insects can help provide a time frame for the circumstances surrounding death and therefore is very useful to forensic anthropologists. Although I must admit, at times, the sight of insects has caused me to run from the room, I do understand the benefit of using information gained from insects and what that can add to the field of forensic anthropology in general and death investigation in particular. In doing this research, I've been able to learn a vast amount about forensic entomology that I otherwise wouldn't have had I not overlooked my initial hesitation of maggots and other insects. To learn more about the particular insects commonly found at death scenes, you can read this treehouse, as well as consulting the references cited and additional links to outside sources that I have gathered.